Rogers, El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome also to our viewers on Phil TV and HD, where we are on every night on Phil TV and HD on philhendryshow.com, where we put our family movies up today, our home movies, Phil Hendry family. And I was looking at them during our pre-show, and I got to tell you, I got a little emotional looking at these. These are 8mm films, the typical kinds of films that if you had a father and a mother from that generation, you know, the 40s and 50s, these are the kind of movies they took, and I was looking at them. So you take a look, too, if you've got a backstage pass and also our video cast here tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We've got a lot of news to tell you later in the show about the L.A. Animation Festival. We do want to bring on Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. We have this story that we've been looking at and that we referenced last night that we want to get to it as quickly as we can here. This is the defense to present its case in the New Jersey webcam spying trial. And let's get Ms. Dooley on the line right now. You know the one that I'm talking about, Bobby, right? Ms. Dooley?
Yeah, so I'm here. I did not know that that was going to be a part of our discussion, but I'm familiar with that.
All right. Well, there's been a little bit of a comparison made between the situation in Western States and this. Not a lot. Not understand that no crime has been committed.
No crime has been committed. What happened in our community was something that I had to address the media on because this individual decided that she had some misgivings about my position as a homeowners association president.
All right, well, let's talk to people about what you have at Western Estates, and we can get into how that's different from this New Jersey webcam. You have a series of security cameras, so we should ask you to describe your community. It's a gated community, right?
That is correct, Phil. Western Estates is a gated community in the San Fernando Valley of Southern California. We have 125 homes. Most homes range in price from, right now, I think the assessed value of a lot of them is anywhere between $700,000 to $2 million, $2.5 million. These are homes that people work very hard for. We have a security camera set up. This extends from our community center through the security gate. We have, as well, security cameras in our pool area, in the common area, and we have security cams that are on our streets. They're not numerous, but they are strategically placed near the entrance, near the service gate, and some other strategic areas.
Do you have control over these cameras yourself?
As the president of the Homeowners Association, I have access to the security panel, which regulates and also positions these cameras. This is a right that I reserve for myself as the Homeowners Association president, but I have assured our residents that I am the only one, in addition to our security staff, that sees any of the images that are on these cameras. And so when I had heard about Ms. Carell's complaints, I issued an email, and we said as such during our Homeowners Association meeting.
All right. Now, this is a woman. Her name is Elise Carell. She lives in your community, who said that she has been spied on by yourself or by members of your security staff. Is that correct?
I don't know what her accusations are.
Okay. Well, that was what she said to at least one member of the media. Now, can you tell me what the background is here? That's all I'm asking, because she said that you or a member of your security staff had somehow remotely positioned this camera to look into windows in her house.
Yes. This is a woman, Phil, who moved into our community about 7 months ago. She has two adolescent sons who are, my understanding is, they have been disciplined at their middle school. My understanding is that she herself is living primarily on money that she receives as spousal support from a divorce, obviously from the father of these boys, who I've not seen in the community at all. When she first moved in, I did not have any contact, by the way, with the sales staff, members of our realtor board, or any of the individuals that sold her the home. She is a very pronounced woman. She's very opinionated. I think she dresses in a manner that's a little, exhibitionist.
What do you mean by that?
Well, she shows off her body for better or for worse, for not a better way of putting it, I should say.
Is the clothing, when you say she shows off her body, is she wearing a lot of cleavage? Or?
No, I wouldn't say that, but a lot of very modern-looking clothing, a lot of very modern cut jeans and cut pants that I think are a bit much for a woman who is pretty much the same age as me. I think she's 38 or 39. So when I put these things together, and we draw up a list on all of the people that move here, we look at this list to see, is there anything that stands out? Is there anything that we should be aware of? We have a checklist, and we have what we call our bullet points or our alerts. She checked out with about 5 different alerts, and that means that what we do then, through our security panel, if we can, we try to keep a little bit closer eye on those people. It so happens, Phil.
I want to be clear. This lady had these alerts, as you call them. So she was you or members of your security staff there at Western Estates. She's a homeowner there, correct?
Oh, yeah. She has one of her Magnolia Phase homes.
All right. That's all I wanted to find out. So then she had these alerts, and these are based on what?
Well, it really is a little bit confidential because it is a security question.
I understand.
But some of it has to do with her sons having been allegedly discipline problems at this middle school. I think her manner of dress does draw attention to the possibility that there may be an unwelcome element that she would draw to our community. So I'm not really comfortable answering a lot of these questions.
All right, well, it gets to the lady's complaint that somehow using a remote panel, wherever these webcams or these security cameras are controlled, a security camera that is near her home on the street was turned and was focused on a bedroom window?
My understanding is, and I don't believe I was a part of that decision, but after getting the alert, I did direct our security people to put her on the list. At that time, then I think the security camera was turned, yeah.
And did you see any of the video?
Well, again, Phil, I am the only one, along with our security staff, and when I say I'm the only one, I mean literally, who sees any of the images that come into our security area. So I had him, one of our security staff that was at the panel at that time, zoom the camera into a particular window, and that it was a bedroom. I asked him to then leave the room. So I was, in essence, the only one who saw the image.
What is the need to zoom this camera into a woman's bedroom?
I did not know it was her bedroom, so.
All right, okay. So once you realized this?
Once I realized this, I had the men leave. I looked to see, is there any kind of activity going on in there that would warrant a further security alert? She's at a 5. If you get to a 10, it's at that time where we have to consider either leaning your property or enhancing your homeowners association dues.
Can you tell us what you were looking at when you were looking at this camera, when you're looking at this image of her bedroom?
I will tell you that she was engaged with another man, with a man, I should say. And that is all I'm willing to tell you, other than the fact that this individual, again, looked unsavory.
The man?
Yes. He looked I say he looked unsavory from a couple of standpoints. First of all, he had some kind of a motorcycle on the driveway. It was leaking all kinds of oil. The man himself had a lot of body art or tattoos. So he looked to be out of place.
and he was with this lady in her home, in her bedroom, as you had this camera focused on her.
Yes, and I want to say one thing here, Phil, because I do know that the media has been interested, and they're trying to draw an analogy between what we're doing here at Western States and what happened in the New Jersey spy cam case. I am the only one that sees these images, and I can tell you right now, I don't look at this camera or these images for any prurient reason.
All right. Well, we're going to get into a further discussion here, Ms. Dooley, because there might be a question, a serious question, as to whether or not there's a violation going on here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, as we talk with Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association. Similar to the spy cam case in New Jersey, they have a series of cameras that monitor activity there at Western Estates, and in one instance, one of them was trained on the bedroom window of a resident who is seen with some suspicion by the Homeowners Association president. Is that, first of all, I can't even imagine if it's legal. Is it ethical? Is it something that's needed these days in our neighborhoods? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with us, Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. The story back east, by the way, of this spy cam case that is happening in New Jersey, two roommates, obviously, you know, living together on the campus of Rutgers, one of whom is gay and engages in some kind of you know, intimate behavior with friends or with partners, was videotaped by the other roommate. And this, not only was he videotaped, but there was a live video chat feature that enabled other people either in the dorm or on campus or elsewhere to see what was going on. This man eventually committed suicide. On the line with us is Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. I have to bring this up because you have the same kind. No, you don't have the same kind, but you...
No, Phil, we're not spying on people. And I really want you to go back and sort of restate what you said, because that's almost a slander.
No, I know you're not spying on people. In other words, people know the cameras are there, and you're not there to embarrass them. It's for a security reason. But your cameras were trained on a woman's bedroom while she was having an intimate relationship with a man, and...
But it was for the security of Western States. That's what you don't understand, and that's really what I'm trying to get through to you, as well as to members of the media that have contacted us. First of all, I'm the only one that sees these images. Secondly, the images themselves are only viewed so as to make sure we have security, proper security, here at Western States Homeowners Association. Thirdly, the woman in question was not picked out at random. She had 5 security alerts against her. And
yeah, but these security alerts, I just want to be clear, they don't...
Can I finish what I'm saying?
But they don't have anything to do with security, do they?
They do have to do with the security of our community, Phil, as judged by myself and by our treasurer and vice president, who is my husband, Stephen Dooley, and are important in maintaining the security of the area. First of all, this woman's behavior, the fact that she's living on spousal support, the fact that she's had, she has 2 sons that are disciplinary problems at the middle school they attend, the fact that the men that she's having over...
she's having multiple men over there, and you said it was just one.
Well, I saw one. I think you can draw the conclusion if you look at the caliber of man that I saw on this video, recording or tape or feed, if you want to call it. The caliber of that man indicated to me that she had more than one boyfriend. And Steve, my husband Steve, is here. Did you see the image?
I didn't see the image. Billy, the motorcycle.
And he had a lot of body art and tattoos and so forth.
That's correct.
All right, now I have to ask you something. You're the only one that sees these images.
I am the only one, yes.
Then how is it that your husband knows?
Because of the fact that once we see something on any image that is, and let me just say, Mr. Henry, it sounds to me like you're trying to trip me up.
No, I'm not. You said that you are the only one that sees these video images.
I saw it, Mr. Henry.
Yeah. Hold on for a minute. I want to ask your wife. You said you're the only one that sees these video images, and yet your husband saw a video image.
I saw an image. I didn't see the feed.
Steve does not look at the live feed. If we see something that we consider to be noteworthy, we then take an image of that, and we put that in the file.
And that's what I saw on the feed there.
So Steve saw on the feed, what he saw was an image of this man that she was sleeping with.
And I will tell you that I saw that image. She was in bed with him, too.
All right, so you saw, Mr. Dooley, an image of this woman in bed with a man, this tattooed man, this man with a motorcycle, that was a security alert. You did see this, sir.
I did not see the feed.
He does not look at the live feed, Phil, and that is a big, big difference.
I can tell you, I'm a man, so I'm not going to lie to you, Mr. Henry. She was a very well-built woman. And I saw that. I'm not about to make an issue out of that.
And well, why do you tell me that, sir?
Because I think it lends credibility. Fact, I'm not going to ignore the fact that she is a belt woman.
There's no question she's attractive and she has a great body. And I think what Steve's trying to say is, as a man, he's not going to ignore that. And I don't think that, pretending like you don't see that is going to work. So we're going to be very upfront about that.
And I noticed that.
Okay, fine. So you noticed that she had a great body. You noticed that she's sleeping with a biker. You noticed that the biker has tattoos. Ms. Dooley, you said that you're the only one, other than your security staff, that sees these images.
I said the live feed, Phil, and you're not listening to me. And I think you're on purpose, you're trying not to listen. I said the live video feed. Once we determine that there are images that we need to keep from that video feed and put those into the file, then naturally, the other members of my staff, and right now I can assure you it's only my husband, Steve, and members of the security staff.
Well, all right, Ms. Dooley, but you know that a few minutes ago you assured me that it was only you.
I was absolutely correct, and I was being truthful, Mr. Henry. I'm saying that...
He's the only one that will see the live feed, Mr. Henry. I'm the one I can see the images, too, if they warrant it. And the reason why I said this woman had a very good body was so as to ensure that my veracity. I don't want you to think that I'm not some kind of a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout or whatever, you know.
People, there are men on my staff. My security are all men. They're going to see if she has a large chest, and they're going to talk about it. I am having Steve at least be forthcoming with you tonight to know that there is no ulterior motive here. And that.
How many images of this woman do you have?
I'm not at liberty to tell you that right now.
Is she suing you?
I'm not at liberty to tell you that.
Mr. Ernie, I think that we're the attack one.
Right now, I feel, and my husband, Western States is being assaulted. We're the ones that should be considering the lawsuit against her.
And what would that lawsuit be? I mean, what would it be for?
Well, it would be a violation of our Homeowners Association, our CC&Rs, having individuals, unsavory individuals, to the detriment of our community in her home, dressing in a manner that is provocative to, I think, the point of distraction, forcing, for instance, the reallocation of our security assets so that we do have to have people monitoring this video camera outside her home.
Well, if you're the only one that sees these images, along with your security staff, so it's not just you, but it's also members of the security staff.
You're barking up a tree. Because
sir, Mr. Dooley, just let me. I got to talk to one or the other of you. I can't talk to you both at the same time.
I understand.
So if you've got you, members of your security staff, and who else?
And my husband, Steve. Those are the only people that see these images.
Okay. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley, Western States Homeowners Association. What you have are images that you took of a woman with a security camera that you've got outside of her house. The camera was aimed at her bedroom window. and you are using these images and using this camera to monitor an individual that you say is unsavory or could be a security risk because, A, she lives on spousal support, B, she dresses in a very flashy way, and she has a biker boyfriend. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry.
Phil, as we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association, a couple of people who are right now a little bit in the crosshairs here of this investigation having to do with security cameras. Now, we've got this New Jersey situation.
If I could interrupt, Phil, we're not in the crosshairs.
I understand that there is no real formal... You don't want to tell me whether you're being sued.
I am not going to respond to that. What we're here to respond to, Phil, is our questions by the media asking us about our security procedures. Most people are not really aware of security procedures. They don't know how they work. Most people are very much civilians, if you will. We run a gated community, so we have to be aware of security threats. And that's why, yes, I do see these video images, and we do have these video cameras, and at times, yes, they are pointed in directions that are a little bit inconvenient for some people.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call here. We got Corey. Go ahead, Corey. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
And so I was just wondering, the president of the Homeowners Association, is this the first time that she's mm-hmm. seen the cameras? Is this the first time you looked through the cameras mm-hmm. and seen where they're visually at?
No, we have been aware of where our security cameras have been in place since we had them installed, which was, oh my goodness, now 3 years ago when
okay,
we contracted with this company.
Are you familiar with the homes in your mm-hmm. neighborhood, your gated community?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Yes, we
okay,
are.
Mm-hmm. I feel that if you mm-hmm. are familiar with the cameras and the homes, then you mm-hmm. should be familiar mm-hmm. where this woman's bedroom was.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're asking me about a floor plan. And the floor plans themselves vary from one model mm-hmm. to the next. Where the security
okay.
camera is located has access to the side of her house, which is where the master bedroom is located.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what this gentleman is asking is, why is the camera pointed at her bedroom? Is that what you're asking, Corey?
Yeah. Generally,
so many words?
Generally, she knows
mm-hmm.
where that bedroom is.
Mm-hmm.
That bedroom is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you weren't looking directly in her bedroom, you could have aimed it on her driveway specifically. On the guy with mm-hmm. the tattoos that looked unsavory. And with the guy that mm-hmm. looks unsavory, there are numerous rockers and band mm-hmm. members that have tattoos and things like that. But if you look at them, you see that they're unsavory, but then you find out they're a millionaire. Are they still unsavory to you?
Well, I think in that case, and we do have some celebrities that live in our community, you're going to see them probably in a limousine or something. You know, you're not going to see
them.
Not necessarily.
A lot of people don't go to their homes in limousines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this gentleman is visiting her.
He'd probably okay. take a limousine to visit her.
No, not necessarily wouldn't take a limousine to visit her.
He could still be worth $1 million.
I'd like to ask the host of the show, Mr. Henry. I know you're on the radio, but you're not a movie star.
No, I know I'm not a movie star.
So how would you know about that lifestyle?
I'm just simply saying that there are people in the public eye, whether they're rock and rollers or not. I saw David Lee Roth driving a car down a street at 5 a.m. one morning. It was a convertible. He had the top down.
Oh, you're dropping names now.
I'm not trying to drop names. You asked me about celebrities. And I'm telling you, I saw one celebrity driving by himself. I saw Magic Johnson on the freeway one day with the top down.
Why would they have the top down? Then they would be recognized and people would want an autograph.
I don't know. I was asking myself the same question.
why he would do that. But the fact
because
of the
you can recognize him, that makes mm-hmm. him a better person mm-hmm. or a more savory person to you then?
I think if I knew that they were in a limousine or some high-end automobile, but to drive a motorcycle that leaks oil.
Ma'am, mm-hmm. I'm an African-American. Mm-hmm. If I was to go mm-hmm. into your community, I have a few mm-hmm. tattoos, and I'm well-respected mm-hmm. in my community. If I was to walk into mm-hmm. your community, would I be unsavory? I mean, I'm African-American, and mm-hmm. I have tattoos, so.
Well, my question is, are you here? Why are you here? Why would you be here?
Why does he have to answer that question? I mean, you know.
Well, it's a gated community. Everyone has to have security access.
All right. Suppose a friend invited him. Just as this woman must have invited this young man or whoever this guy is with the motorcycle, he was allowed on property.
Yes, he was, Phil. See, I'm feeling a little ganged up on, and I don't get it. I'm saying that this woman, with her everything hanging out of her, is on our property. What is the problem that people are having with this?
The fact that you've got a camera trained at her.
It makes you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Just mm-hmm. Because you're mm-hmm. taking notice of what people look like and what they're wearing, but you don't notice. I mean, really, you're looking into her bedroom, and it seems you take notice yeah. of everything else, and it's in the camera. The camera is in her bedroom. You're saying it's not bad, but a camera is still in her bedroom, and you're the only one watching it. But does that fall under nosy, or what does that fall under?
I don't think it's nosy. I could care less what this woman does. I don't think she's all that great. But I'm not sure about why she dresses the way she dresses.
Well, you just don't like the way she dresses, and you just don't like the people that she hangs out with. And
you think this just because we, you know, don't like, and my wife's got a problem with her, or her breasts are large or something.
Well, she
what's the problem?
She lives on an mm-hmm. income mm-hmm. from a divorce. What does that matter?
She does.
She's okay, but she's
there's
still
something wrong with. I think any
though.
Woman that lives.
So she should be.
I think any woman
in your community for living there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Corey, your name is Corey, correct?
Yes, my name is Corey.
Yes, Corey. I think it's suspicious of any woman to live on spousal support money. I understand child support money.
Okay.
But
okay. Well, you're saying it's suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If the lady,
mm-hmm.
she.
Mm-hmm.
marries a guy at 18, the guy could be a couple of years older than her, has a few million dollars, and they live together until she's about 60, 70 years old. The
mm-hmm.
guy leaves her for another chick that's 20 or 30 years old. She doesn't know how to do anything. What else is she supposed to button live off of what she knows?
Well, I don't know, but this woman that we're talking about is hardly 67 years old. She looks to be in her early 30s.
No,
I'm trying to get to
what does it matter
mm-hmm.
if she's living off spousal support?
I think it's suspicious for any woman to live on spousal support, and you don't have any kind. If you live in a high-end community, you should be in the entertainment business. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very unusual, but especially the woman obviously had breast enhancement.
Mr. Dooley, you've talked about this woman's breasts now, sir, with all due respect.
How dare you, Phil?
No, wait a sec. Your husband was, you told me I didn't. Yeah, I didn't even know this guy was looking at this woman's breasts. You've made a comment about her breasts now twice.
You've obviously had breast enhancement, sir.
Okay, so that's the third comment now about her breasts. What does that mean?
It means she's taking money, spousal support money, and getting her breasts made bigger than they already are. I mean, oh my God. It's to me, it's very unusual.
All right, Corey, thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking here about this woman that has raised a security alert at your gated community. One of the reasons she's living on spousal support money, and we haven't even gone around to the question here of her sons.
I think I'm a mother and I'm a wife, and I understand what these threats are. And as Steve has said to you, and I think you've been a little unfair with him, this is important. It's important to know how a woman is living. And if she's living on the money of another man, and then she's got another man and another man and another man, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like a parade of men. And you've talked about boobs. She's got these big ones.
And, yeah, she's taken this money, and she's just put this money into big, I'm just going to say it, into big boobs. That's why I looked at that security camera that day. That's why I did tell Ignacio to zoom it in to the bedroom. He asked me, he said, are you sure? I said, yes. It's a level 5 alert. I've got to see what's happening in that bedroom. And we zoomed it in, and there it was.
Well, there it was. It was a guy with tattoos making love to this woman.
Well, Phil, I know what lovemaking is, and what those two were doing has nothing whatsoever to do with lovemaking, I can tell you.
All right, and that is even probably a worse statement to make, considering what this lady, has been through with you. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley here as we talk about this situation vis-a-vis her gated community, the security camera there that caught an image of a woman in her bedroom, a woman that they think is a security risk because she's got tattooed boyfriends and she lives on spousal support. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I don't know what you're getting at.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here. And I will say, as I said to you during the break, Bobby, I think that we're being very understanding here.
I don't think so. And
I think we are. When we're talking to...
So the reason why I say that, I'm a homeowners association president, so I am well-versed, as I tried to tell you in the last time we spoke, in security measures. These are things and areas that I think a lot of people just don't have experience with. This is very close to what law enforcement deal with. I have to deal with that. So I not only am I dealing with the quality of people that we have living here because it is a high-end community, but we've got to get down and gritty into the real law enforcement aspect of this. What is this woman doing, dressing the way she's dressing, having this kind of, physical relationship with men, and so forth.
Well, all right. So you've already pretty much told us that you looked at these images as closely as knowing what kind of love or sex this woman was having with this man. Here is Ashley on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
I have a question to Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a community that you run and manage, and you have different people staying in that community as residents, right?
It's a homeowners association, and it's a gated community, which means we have a security wall as well as two security gates.
Well, that's fine and all, but so you're like the landlord of the community, right?
No, I'm not the landlord so much as I am a homeowner. I'm a representative of the homeowners. And we have banded together
our lifestyle is enhanced. Whether they get spousal support or not, that doesn't matter. Everybody's allowed to do what they want to do. And it's none of your business what she does in her home with whoever, whenever. It don't matter if she took spousal support to get boobs. That's her life. And it's none of your business to see. And for one thing, why is a camera in her home ran by you?
Well, the camera, it's not in her home. It's a street camera. It's a street security camera.
Yeah, but you can remotely change it.
Unless she's a star, how do you have the right to know what she does and judge her for that? That's her life.
Well, there are security issues. First of all, I'd like to say your name is Ashley. Ashley, I don't mean any offense, but I'm getting that our community is probably not one you'd be able to afford to live in.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it. That has nothing
that
to do with it.
Nothing to do with anything. I've lived in 9 homes in my life. Okay.
No, I mean as an owner, not a renter.
That you have a problem with your life. You want to act like, oh, I have this, and I live in a
I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
You know what? It's not off my back what you say to me. I really don't care what you think. or where I come
well,
from.
Well, you see what I'm saying? But you see what I'm saying?
But
you're going no
you
sweat off my back, and you're using terms.
Else because you live in a nice community that no one else can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to be nosy and look into other people's life. You need to live your own life and worry about your own self. That's
I am doing that, but I have to protect our community. I have to protect our community from people that we feel would be a security risk.
It's none of your business what she does in her home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't run her life.
What? In other words, why have a camera in her bedroom?
Yeah, that's none of your business what she does. How is
that
affecting your life? That's why I don't understand. Why are you prying into another person's life and judging her for what she does?
She was in that bedroom with an individual that we deemed unsavory.
Yes, that's her. Mm-hmm. That's what she wants to do. How is it hurting you? Why are you
potentially could have
yourself
I'm sure you know,
into her life? How
it is,
I don't understand.
It is a post 9/11 protocol. We want to make sure that the people that come into our community are savory.
Like you that want to judge and pry into other people's life.
When you say post 9/11, Bobby, that's really, I don't think, fair, because when you say that, people automatically start thinking, well, it's important, and you got a camera in someone's bedroom, you know.
You know about 9/11, Mr. Henry, what happened because we weren't vigilant.
Oh, don't give me this 9/11 stuff. You're talking about having a camera in a woman's bedroom so you can see, you know, what's going on.
No, that is not why that camera went into that bedroom, Mr. Henry. I suspected that because she was with a man who was tatted up, all right, let's say it, prison. You know what prison is, don't you?
Why does it matter what she chooses to sleep with?
If she's got a man in there who's got a lot of prison ugly on.
You and judging you for who you sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I can assure you I sleep with my husband. And if she's got a man.
You're not the only one on the show, Calvin.
I'm not cutting you off. I'm listening and acknowledging you.
To everybody. Because you don't want to hear what they say because you know they're telling the truth.
That's not cutting you off. That's acknowledging you. I'm saying,
you're not.
I hear you.
You're trying to be very smart, Alec.
No, I'm
and
not.
And I think
I'm
a
simply
lot of listeners would agree, because I've heard you on here before, and you and your husband, and y'all both the same.
I can assure you that the man she was with
one more
had prison
say,
ugly on. She had on prison ugly.
What's prison ugly?
Like you say, you are just because you live in a gated housing community, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're no better than anybody else, and you have no right to pry into another person's life and judge them for what they do with what they get and who they sleep
with. Well, I think you need to really understand what's at stake here.
No, I think you need to understand where
your boundaries
are.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, I already heard the guy had on prison ugly. You know,
your boundaries.
It was not a lot of tats that you get down at the corner tattoo parlor. This was prison ugly.
Oh, well, you get out of here with prison ugly.
Sleep with. Mm-hmm. It's none of your business. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't pry into her life.
It doesn't matter what she chooses to sleep with. It bothers me.
How is it your right to tell somebody what to do?
It bothers
me. They're old enough and grown enough to make their own choices. And if she wants to sleep with some sloppy prison dude, let her. How's it hurting you? How is it making you lose
Oh, my
sleep?
God. So I'm supposed
saying,
to let a prison.
Are you judging
oh,
another
my
person
God.
To sleep with? It's none of your business.
No, I'm supposed to let a prison.
You're not in there with him. You're
there
you're
are
not
certain
in there
sexual
him.
Practices.
You ain't got
there
a
are certain sexual.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry
well,
about it.
There are certain sexual practices
does.
That I will
and
not put up with. I'm sorry.
You in there. You are invading privacy.
I put a camera in there. That's a camera out on the street.
It was a camera on the street.
It's pointed toward her area.
What do you, Bobby, what do you mean certain sexual practices? What does that mean?
She was engaged in certain sexual practices.
What has that got to do with anything? What has that got, you have got this thing about.
What she practices, what does it matter what she does with who? It's none of your business, and you have no right
so you
want to
live
know,
okay, so you want to live next door to someone.
And judge
you
me.
Want to live next door to someone that has sex with a German
I
shepherd?
Live
good
a
for you.
Lesbian. I'm sorry if I can't use that word on here, but I live beside a lesbian, okay? I don't agree
you
with
live
that
inside
way,
a lesbian?
I live beside a lesbian. I am not. I don't agree with that way
that's
of
not,
life, but I don't judge her for
you're
it.
You're a lesbian somebody that has sex with a German shepherd.
I don't care what
so would
she
you
does
live,
with who she does. I stay in my yard and look my way, and she looks hers. You can't
so you,
pry
in other
into
words,
somebody else's
okay
life because they live in
living
your neighborhood.
Next door to a lesbian? Oh, my God.
You know what?
Oh,
I can't
my
help
God.
What people do.
God, how prejudiced are you?
Yeah, and you know
well,
what?
I don't mind.
Who knows
I don't mind
who
lesbians.
You live inside of just because you live in a nice community.
I already do know. A woman
you don't
that
know
likes
who
to
you
with
live
guys
inside
who got
of.
A lot of prison on.
You don't know who you live. Do you know every person in that community and what they do? Or do you have a camera in everybody's
I can
direction?
Assure you that I can assure that's none of your business. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
If you lived here,
you
if you lived here, I'd have a toilet cam installed.
What is that? What did you just say?
You want
if this
talk
woman
about
lived
none
here,
of your
I'd put
business?
A toilet cam in.
You want to talk
yeah.
about none of your business?
Barrier,
all right.
Yeah, you're up in my business. I'm up in your business.
Somebody else's life.
I stay in my yard. You stay in your yard. That's what I've been trying to say.
No, you haven't been saying that.
Your own direction.
You keep it in your own backyard, not mine.
Trust me.
Okay,
I
don't get it.
Anyway,
listen, Ashley, thank you very much, Ashley, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley and the issue of what are the rights of a homeowners association president or a homeowners association in having a security camera that is trained on your bedroom or your bedroom window or is videotaping you because you live on spousal support, you wear outlandish clothing, and you hang out with bikers. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish desperately they could go, but cannot. The L.A. Animation Festival, I'll be there, along with Darren Norris, who was the voice of Spotswood, both of us among many performers in the film Team America, and of course the primary performers, Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Darren and I are going to be there. As part of a question and answer before a screening of Team America at 11:30 at the Los Angeles Animation Festival at the Regency Showcase on La Brea, or the Regent Showcase on La Brea. If you can join us, that'll be a lot of fun. And other announcements to make to you. With us is Bobby and Steve Dooley this evening from the Western States Homeowners Association. We began our discussion this evening referencing the New Jersey webcam spying trial. This is where a roommate spied on another roommate at Rutgers University. In an act of voyeuristic frat boy insensitivity that led to the suicide of his roommate, because the young man was caught on tape or on video in an intimate relationship with another man, a partner. We're talking with Ms. Dooley tonight about the security cameras at Western Estates, which have drawn some attention. One resident complaining that the security cameras caught her in her bedroom with a partner, and Ms. Dooley has not really denied this, saying that this is a security question, that this woman had raised some security concerns, and your defense here, Bobby, is that this is only these are images that only you have seen.
That is absolutely the truth, Phil, and I think that what has happened here in this conversation is an attempt to turn what is the legitimate security concerns of a gated community into something that is specious, that is pornographic.
Well, you've also made a couple of comments here that this woman was on security alert, as you call it, because of the fact that she lives on spousal support, because of the fact that she dresses in a very provocative way, because she has suspicious friends who wear tattoos and have motorcycles. So all of this put together, it sounds almost prejudice on your part. That's what I think a lot of people are responding to.
And I think you feel it's prejudice, because what's happened here over the last hour is you have gone from being a journalist to a bigot.
That's absolutely right, Mr. Hendry.
No, that is not correct.
To a bigot, excuse me, yes it is, to someone who has prejudged me. I have, and I know many, many women listening to me right now, who have far more self-respect than to live on money that a man has to mail to you in an envelope once a month so you can buy food to live on. I just don't know what that's about.
That part is suspicious to us.
Hold on for a minute. You realize that it is within the laws of the states of the United States of America, the individual statutes therein, that a woman who's been married can apply, or a man for that matter, can apply for spousal support and get it as the result of them being a spouse and not gainfully employed for all of those years.
You know what? So you can call it anything you want. I understand that there are women who need some help. And I can certainly understand if that help is needed for a period of months. But to go on for years and years getting spousal support.
That's what we found suspicious about that, and also the breast enhancement, too.
And Mr. Dooley, that's the other thing about you. You were talking about breast enhancement and the fact that the woman's had breast enhancement.
That's correct, and you're trying to make that into some sort of an indication that my husband has something else on his mind. This is so typical of people that are not familiar with law enforcement.
And that's another thing, Ms. Dooley. This isn't law enforcement.
With law enforcement.
But it's not law enforcement. You're not cops.
With law enforcement, if I can finish, and security and all of that. This woman was in her bedroom engaged in a sexual pairing that I can assure you, has nothing to do with lovemaking whatsoever.
That's what I was assured of, too. Unfortunately, I hadn't seen that.
Well, okay, so now there's two images, Mr. Dooley, that you've seen that you said you would never see because you're only your wife and only the security people.
I had to show it to Steve because of his status on our board, and it was not the live video feed. It was an image. And I can assure you, and Steve, you saw it.
It got nothing to do with lovemaking at all.
This was unnatural.
So now what we have you doing...
Excuse me, it was unnatural and further eroded this woman's credibility in the eyes of not only myself, but by proxy, the board that is the Homeowners Association governing board through my husband, Steve. Now, that's the honest truth. And everything else is pornographic, is lascivious, and I think really says more about the people making these charges than myself.
Well, Ms. Dooley, I appreciate that, but you still haven't explained the comment about a woman living on spousal support being a security risk.
I think I have. What's to explain?
Boy, don't you get it? She's not working, so now she's got free time, and you got to be able to get that.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
So in other words, a woman that doesn't work is a security risk at a gated community.
No, it is not that simple. But what it takes, I think, is some aptitude for the security business that we're in. That Steve, myself, Ignacio, and others charged with the security of Western states. These images are, this is nothing I want to do, Phil, believe me. I'm looking at a video feed of a woman engaged in...
Well, I'm not going to ask you.
No, but you're dying to, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm only dying to from the standpoint of what the hell possible thing could someone do in their bedroom that would represent a security risk.
It speaks to the quality of the character of the person.
It speaks to what kind of person they are.
It speaks to what kind of person they are. All right. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley here. What are the limits that should be put on homeowners associations, on the homeowners association presidents and board members when it comes to the privacy of people, and at the same time trying to secure the, you know, the safety of people there?
I feel, can I just say something?
Go ahead.
I'd like to say to everyone listening, that's one side of it. The other side of it is, what rights do we have as Homeowners Association board members to ensure that individuals are not engaged in what can only be described as very weird, weird behavior in a bedroom? And as well, what are our rights in reviewing video feeds, even if the camera is I don't care if the camera's pointed at their bathroom. What are our rights in reviewing either bathroom or bedroom footage to ensure the security of all concerned?
Okay, fair enough. 877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show. Let me go to a phone call here. I've got Ryden on the line. Ryden, go ahead. You're on The Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Thank you, Phil. And I have a question for you, Mrs. Dooley. And that is, what? And that is, you angle the cameras to watch this woman doing what she does, what she's been doing in the bedroom. Is that, isn't that a, you don't find that the least bit voyeuristic in some way? Like, what was your need to find out this information?
First of all, we were looking for any window that would give us some idea as to what the behavior was in the home. I did not know at the time that camera had been repositioned that it was into a bedroom. That's when I told the staff to leave the office that I would review the video feed.
All right. So you weren't like intentionally looking to find to catch this woman doing anything. You were
I suspected she was engaged in, because of the kind of woman that she was. You have to understand, she's got two sons that have been discipline problems at the middle school. She's had at least two or three breast enhancements.
What does that mean? What relevance does that have to anything that she has breast enhancements?
The relevance is that she is on spousal support. She's spending money on having, you're a man, I'll speak the language of men. She spent this money on having her boobs made bigger. Why? Why is that? What is she doing?
Well, she just wants that.
You tell me.
They can do what they want with their bodies.
What difference does it make? How is that a security risk to your community?
Because, Mr. Henry, the woman is trying to attract men, and the men she attracts, she got a man from prison.
Well, if she's attracting men who are prison inmates, first of all, that doesn't scare you. It scares me.
Not frankly, no, not really, because how do you know that they're prison inmates?
If I see a man with a lot of, you know what prison ugly is?
Oh, will we stop with prison ugly? Are you talking about tattoos?
A very specific kind of prison ugly is a tattoo. And if she's got these men hanging around, and they're engaged, why are you saying
I'm listening. Keep going. I'm listening to what you have to say. Prison ugly, go on.
Yeah, he's mocking me, Phil. Hang up on him.
I want you to keep going.
Yes, you are. You're mocking me. Hang up on him.
I'm listening to you. Don't cut me off.
Quit squealing like. Oh, don't squeal like a girl, please. I hate that. I hate when men do that. When they go, I hate it.
What? It's fine.
Are you going to talk?
No, I'm not going to talk.
All right. Thank you for your call, though, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We'll have to take a break here. Phil Henry Show, talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about their gated community, their security protocol, and why that happens to include investigating women that live on spousal support, have had their breasts enhanced more than once, wear kind of loose clothing, and associate with guys who have some suspicious prison tattoos. 877-876-7445, The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association as we continue discussing the rights of a homeowners association as opposed to a homeowner, given the webcam spying trial that's going on and the web security, the concept of securing either a homeowners association or a home or a business with a webcam where it may invade people's privacy. You, Ms. Dooley, are arguing that the security camera at your homeowners association did not violate anyone's privacy when it was trained on and indeed focused on and zoomed into a woman's bedroom while she was engaged therein with a man, that this was a part of the normal security procedures at your homeowners association, correct?
Well, Phil, a reminder that you're not interrogating someone in a trial, and you're not a lawyer, and I'm not being deposed.
No, I understand that. I'm just trying to be clear for my audience.
No, I understand, but you were talking as if you were some kind of a legal mind, and I wanted to remind you that I won't be spoken to that way. What I am saying is that, yes, we were well within our rights to take note of the numbers of breast enhancements, the types of men that are getting off of motorcycles and strutting into her house, obviously trying to draw the attention of other single women, the breast enhancements that are obscene, and finally the kind of sex that she was engaged in, which can only be described as vile, unsanitary, despicable, and almost, in a way of speaking, not even patriotic, given the security concerns.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry. Show me to go to a phone call here. On the line, we have Art from Santa Monica. Go ahead, Art. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I appreciate your program. The lady was talking here about people who are paying child support, men who are paying child support. I pay a child.
No, I wasn't talking about child support.
She was talking about spousal support.
Spousal support.
Oh, all right. Spousal support. I pay spousal support to an ex-wife. I pay spousal support to my ex. And while I resent it and don't want to do it, I do it because I feel it's the legal thing and the right thing to do.
But you do resent it.
I resent it only because the woman I was married to she cheated on me and made a mockery out of our marriage. But I'll pay her spousal support because I'm a man, and I will stand up like a man to the bitter end.
Well, I just don't understand why you don't have to. Why I think you should pay spousal support, because I don't think any man that mistreats a woman to the point where she has to go out and find it someplace else, I don't think that man deserves much sympathy. But were you a man who did everything you could, kept her satisfied in bed and so forth, then I would say you shouldn't. But you're a man that she cheated on, so obviously you were not giving her what she needed, correct?
I guess not.
Then I think you need to pay spousal support while she goes out and finds a real man to satisfy her and needs money to live on.
Well, I mean, the fact that I pay her spousal support even though I wasn't any good in bed, doesn't that count for something?
No, it does, Steve.
No, it really doesn't.
That's about the most callous attitude I've ever heard in my life.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. That's about the most callous thing I've ever heard in my life. And you, sir, are doing the right thing because it's legal, and it doesn't make any difference whether your wife felt you were an adequate lover or not, or whether you were a great lover. It's got nothing to do with it. And you don't have to do it because it makes you feel like a man. You do it because it's the legal, and it is the committed and contracted thing to do. You've signed a paper with the state. The state tells you you must, and you do.
Well, I mean, that's really primarily why I do it.
Yes, but in that instance, I have to say, Phil, I support the woman taking child support. Otherwise, I don't.
Otherwise, you're against women taking child support.
I think it's very weak, and it represents very, very, very suspicious behavior. Yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let me go to a phone call. We have Donnie on the line. Go ahead, Donnie. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Yes, sir.
What makes you think you have the legal right to look in somebody's bedroom to begin with? You are
for
an
security.
Atrocious woman.
For security reasons.
Security. That's why we have law enforcement, lady. That's why we have law enforcement. You have no legal rights. Don't interrupt me. I've listened to you so many times on this show, and you know, you are the reason why, say, like, community watch people get shot. Do you understand me?
I think, are you threatening me? Because I can assure you.
Whoa.
I can assure you, a little midget like you isn't going
to
threaten me.
Permission to run your mouth? No, I didn't. Now, you listen to me.
I won't be told what to do by a midget.
A midget? Lady, I come from the South, and people like you get shot damn near every day. And you know what? There's places in the South where nobody would ever find.
You still have midgets in the South.
You have no legal right to determine who somebody sleeps with, how big their breasts are, or what they do inside the walls of their own home.
I don't think you understand how law works in the North. In the North. Sir, we have Northern laws, not Southern.
What do you mean Northern laws?
I will not be spoken to by a midget. I will not tell a midget anything.
Will you stop with the midget thing, please?
Do you make her house payment?
I refuse to answer that question.
Why do you refuse to answer that?
Answer that
question.
Because
I want respect from him first. He's going to have to respect me. And it better happen fast.
Yeah. You've got to earn respect to get respect, lady.
All right. I'll earn your respect. Number one, I know where you can get great lifts for your shoes. Number two.
Okay, you know, you want to be a smart-ass, Ms. Dooley. We're asking serious questions. You, in my opinion, and I'm sure this gentleman agrees, you're in some serious trouble in terms of violating the law, in terms of violating the Bill of Rights. Okay? Hang on the line there, Donnie. We're not done with you, okay? Make sure your radio's turned down. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I will not be spoken to by a midget that way.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to the show here. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about, it's really started as a discussion of a New Jersey story, a webcam spying trial, a tragic story where a webcam discovered by a roommate led to his suicide when he realized that his roommate was basically had this camera program so that everybody in the community could see it. And, you know, Ms. Dooley, I'm not saying that that's what's happening at your community, but what I am saying is you do have a camera there, the existence of which and what it does in dispute.
Well, I do not appreciate tying what's going on in our community to the New Jersey story. That is a tragedy having to do with a homosexual liaison of some kind where a young man committed suicide. And I think it is the worst kind of ambush journalism and the worst kind of tabloid journalism, Mr. Hendry, for you to even come close to tying what we're doing to that.
Well, you've got a camera that has, you've got images of a woman in bed with a man having sex that you think you have every right in the world to because it's a security issue.
I want to answer that, Mr. Henry. You've made an issue with my wife.
Hold on, Steve.
You made an issue with my wife about when I mentioned the breast enhancement. Two times that woman had the boob done, and I've told you and told you and told you.
But, sir, I don't know why you... That's of security. If a woman has breast enhancement, there's a million different things you can talk about. There's a million different ways you can discuss it. Is it a health risk? Why is she doing that in terms of her own personal psychology? Does she like it? Is she doing it for men? Is she doing it for herself? But what it has to do with security, and you brought up a post-9/11 world...
Absolutely, Phil. And we will continue to invoke our rights as Americans to protect our community, even if that means that I've got to take a security camera and train it on a woman's toilet. And I'm sorry to put it that way.
No, I don't doubt that that's exactly what you do. All right, let's get back here to Donnie. We had him hanging on the line. Go ahead, Donnie.
That's what makes you a criminal.
I beg your pardon? There is nothing
criminal
in what we're doing. Nothing criminal in what we're doing.
How can you say that? You are invading somebody's privacy in their own home. You don't pay that mortgage.
Security concerns. We have security concerns.
You need to be brought, then you need to contact the law enforcement. You are not a cop. You need to be arrested. You need to be prosecuted.
This is not an arrest. We are talking about security now. We're not talking about going and arresting someone.
That's not your job.
You have every right. If I think that you, Donnie, if that's your name, is that your name really, Donnie?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a little childish. Donnie. Don't they call you Don or Donald?
Okay, can we get to what we're talking about, please?
Well, what we're talking about, Phil, is making sure our community is safe. I'm sure Donnie here would have no problem with me putting a camera on someone's toilet if that person is making a bomb that they planned on putting in Donnie's house. Then I think he'd give me a medal. Wouldn't you, Donnie?
Absolutely not.
If I say,
If you had that suspicion, you should notify
the police. Exactly, the police. Who would handle it much, much better than you, Bobby, with your security camera.
If I see someone making a bomb, sitting on a toilet, making a bomb intended for Donnie's house, do you want me to wait for the police to arrive, Donnie, or do you want me to act, you know, preemptively?
What are you going
to
do?
I don't want you to do anything. It's none
of your
business.
I'll let your home get blown up.
See,
that's what you want.
Way out of concept.
You want to get your house all blown up. That's your business, sir, not mine.
Well, you're making everything your business other than the fact that Donnie's house gets blown up. Now it's none of your business. That's great. Anyway, Donnie, thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-7445. Let's go over to another phone call here. On the line, we have Joe. Hi, Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with the Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. I'm just really kind of taken aback here.
Mm-hmm.
With all due respect,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is a total invasion mm-hmm. of privacy. You
mm-hmm.
have no right whatsoever to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime anybody disagrees with you,
mm-hmm.
you have to insult mm-hmm. them somehow.
No,
and it is very apparent that you don't even listen
mm-hmm.
properly to people because as they talk, you are constantly
mm-hmm.
saying, because you're constantly thinking about what you're going to say next. What you have to understand is you have no right
huh?
to do that. You're not Jesus
huh?
Christ. You have no right to judge. And you're buying into all
mm-hmm.
the fear-mongering. And what you have to understand is if you buy into all of this, that everybody has the right to spy on everybody else and all that, this is not the America that used to be. We are taking away everybody's rights, and you're buying into it, and you're perpetrating it.
Are you telling me that I'm supposed to live next door to a woman that's doing that with a man in a bedroom?
If you don't like it, then who the heck are you to judge what somebody else is doing? If you don't like it, then you need to move. And
you want somebody next door to you doing? You want a woman? You want a man doing that to a woman next door to you?
What are you people? I got to ask a question here, Joe.
Wait, one quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, when people are
mm-hmm.
so excited about this kind of stuff, it's either
mm-hmm.
A, because they're unhappy and jealous, or B, they can't face their own facts that they are a lot like that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. Maybe you understand what you're saying because maybe you're like that, but I'm not. I can assure you, I don't let a man do that with me. And
well, you know something, Bobby? This is getting to be very bizarre. We don't know what you're talking about. I have no... Unless the man is raping her or doing something to her against her wishes, this has really got nothing to do with anything.
not a post 9/11.
You keep bringing up post 9/11. What is post?
That's the fair talking. And you have no right to pry into somebody else's private home. How would you like it if somebody else sat there and put a camera in your bedroom or your bathroom?
I don't do it. Excuse me, but I don't do anything in my bedroom or my bathroom to warrant having a camera put in there.
Who, you know what? Who are you to decide what is right and what is wrong? You're not okay. Jesus Christ or God. You're not the one that should be sitting there in judgment of everybody else.
All right, I'm going to tell you then. I'm going to tell you, and you're going to feel very stupid.
No, I do not want to know, because we could be violating that woman's I don't want this program to get sued.
Mr. Henry, you are indemnified, and I'm just going to tell you...
You tell me I'm indemnified by who? You indemnify me?
What I wanted to say was what the woman was doing sexually.
I do not want that on my airwaves. Because
but what business is it of yours? I just don't comprehend who you think you are.
Can I ask you a question then? This is a general question, Joe.
Okay.
Are you really seriously telling me that you're going to take a rubber sheet and put it across a man's stomach and then you know what all over it?
Oh, for God's sake. What has that got to do with national security?
I asked Joe a question.
What's that got to do with you putting a camera in someone's bedroom and looking at that?
Yeah, I don't want to answer it, do you, Joe?
Look,
I wouldn't answer it, Joe.
The point.
And I don't mean number one either.
If you bring that up one.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Are you kidding?
My point is, how does somebody else's sexual practices affect you? You're probably against homosexuals, too. I mean,
oh, my God. Are you serious? Are you serious?
I'm very serious. I can tell that you're judgmental and you don't accept anybody different than you.
You're going to let him. So you're going to go number two.
All right. I don't want to hear any more about that. Do you understand me, Ms. Dooley?
I was just. See, she's laughing. She thinks it's really funny because.
I'm laughing
that's
because
the kind
you
of
assume. I'm laughing because you assume because I'm against what you're doing that I automatically do something like that those people do.
Well, you sound very enthusiastic. You sound very enthusiastic. I'm sorry.
No, ma'am. I'm saying you're very narrow-minded.
Yeah.
And if people do anything that is out of the ordinary from what you see in your little narrow vision, then there's something wrong with them. And then you think you have the right to sit there and judge everything else that everybody does, and it's despicable.
We live in a post-9/11 age, and we don't know what that means. If there's a woman living next door to me or in my community...
And again, you keep bringing up this post 9/11. I can just see you biting your nails, living in such fear. Get over it. Post 9/11.
Get over what? Get over what? The 3,000 people.
3,000 people weren't killed by somebody doing what you said they did on a guy's stomach. That's for sure.
How do you know?
How do I know? God, I can't believe it. I'm actually laughing. Unbelievable. Joe, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. 877-876-7445.
What did you find so funny there, Phil?
I don't know. I think it was that I was actually laughing about 9/11. That was in and of itself funny because your husband said something so absurd.
Wait, what did I say, Mr. Henry? Go ahead, share it with the audience.
Well, I'd be very happy to, sir. When I said... Do you think it is the national security that someone does that on someone? Do you think people died at 9/11 because somebody did something like that on someone's stomach?
No, you butchered it up.
Yeah, you butchered it.
What do you mean I butchered it?
Well, you didn't say it right. You said it gooder the last time.
I said it gooder? Put her on hold, will you, before I flip. You said it gooder the last time. What was that? I laughed because I said... People didn't die on 9/11 because someone did that on someone's stomach. And then her husband said, how do you know? That's what made me laugh. I don't know about what anybody else is saying. By the way, those of you watching Phil TV in HD tonight on our website, philhenryshow.com, there's something wrong with my mustache. It must be just one of the whiskers, but I notice on camera there's one blonde whisker in the middle of all of this red. I don't get it. It's bothering me. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back, 877-876-PHIL. Our news and information hour coming up in the next hour. And just a couple of things to talk to you guys about concerning the Phil Hendry Show. Some stuff, some cute new things that we've got on the website and what we're going to be doing this weekend, which is the LA Animation Festival. No, it's no big, you know, huge, marvelous, earth-shaking announcement. We just want to bring you guys up to speed on some of that. And we'll take a look as well at what's happening in the world. Some pretty freaky stuff, as usual. 877-876-7445. We're going to go to some phone calls. Bobby and Steve Dooley in the last segment here on the rights of a homeowners association and whether they do have the right to train a security camera on your bedroom or your bathroom. Here is Michael. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I got a question for the Dooleys. Is where the last thing she made by this woman's in the bedroom, what if the kids at school get ridiculed because of what you have said over air to the nation? They get ridiculed and they decide to do something harmful to themselves. Would that make you feel bad?
Well, I don't know. My sons, I think, are going to do what they're told. And they know that their mother is in a very highly sensitive area of securing the perimeter of our homeowners association. So these boys that I have, and by the way, Michael, my sons are all, two of them are in high school, one's in middle school, one of them's a rugby player, the other two take martial arts, so we're pretty secure in what those in how those boys can handle themselves.
Yeah, no problem there.
Oh,
you already said
what does that mean? Oh,
disciplinary problems. They, you don't know what state of mind they are here. They come and
that's right.
They talk about their mama being this, whatever you want to call it, and they might go out and do something bad to themselves because of what you had to say over the air.
See, Michael, you're talking about the lady that Ms. Dooley is spying on, aren't you?
Yes. And you
he's not talking about you, Bobby.
He was talking about me.
No, he was not. He's talking about the lady that you're spying on, her two sons.
Well, that's none of our concern.
I don't want to violate her privacy that way.
Oh, you don't want to violate her privacy that way.
What do you think I'm supposed... If their mother is running out to the plastic surgeon every other month to get a breast enhancement, don't you think someone should be looking into that? One, two, three, four.
Hello, sir? I think we lost our caller. We did lose our caller. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Dean on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Dean.
Hi. I wanted to ask you...
Yes, sir.
For the lady who's on the board at the...
Hello?
Homer's Association.
Hello?
If...
Homer's Association?
Homer.
Whatever you...
Were you talking about Homer?
No,
it's the
I'm talking about...
Homeowner's Association. Them. Yes, yeah. It's the Homeowner's Association. I thought you said Homer.
No.
That was your name? No?
No, well, this gentleman's
what
name
I really,
is...
What I'd like to ask you, ma'am, is what do your CCNRs say about what you can do to maintain security for your facility?
Mm-hmm. Well, within reason, we're allowed to observe the habits of individuals that are traversing the area, whether it is inside or outside of their home in the green area. In what we call our commons.
You're sure your CCNRs allow you to invade inside their home to observe them?
The CCNRs allow me great latitude as the Homeowners Association president because of the post 9/11 environment we live in to ensure that our homeowners are conducting themselves in ways that would be not only safe but also bring a good reputation to our community. Now, this is a woman who divorced.
I think she lives on
spousal support. She's had facelifts, breast enhancements.
That has nothing to do with her
of
character,
plastic surgery.
What I'm really getting at is the activities in her bedroom and the purchase of these rubber sheets that I mentioned.
That's the biggest thing.
Exactly whether the CCNRs allow you to invade her home.
What is that CCNRs you mean?
The CCNRs, the Covenants, Codes, and Regulations.
That's
oh,
exactly
you're
right.
All you're all conversant with it, huh, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I am, because I was in a homeowners association or two in my life.
Well, maybe you can tell this gentleman.
No, I can't because I don't live in your community.
He can't tell you what the CCRs and your homeowners association are because they're specific to your homeowners association.
I would need to get those and refresh myself. We do have them.
I really think I have them available. What you're telling me is that this homeowners association has asked everybody that
you said homer
into that
again.
Homeowners Association is what the man... What don't you get?
He's saying Homer, and I thought that was his name.
This man's name is Dean, and he's talking about a homeowners association.
That's correct.
Well, Dean, I'm simply saying to you, we are well within our rights. I am going to have
I'd really like you to read to me the section of the CCNRs that tell me that you are allowed to invade the woman's privacy inside of her home.
That would be Regulation 4.
I can get it for you right now. I want to keep calling you Homer. I'm sorry, Dean. I can get it for you right now. Here it is.
Great.
Subsection C333355. Homeowners Association president or any member of the board that has concerns as to the character, behavior, means of employment, treatment of spouses or children or other dependents, and is concerned to law enforcement involvement, have the right to enter premises, to approach property, and to use whatever means is necessary to survey until law enforcement can be called. So interpreting that conservatively means that we have the right to put a camera in the toilet if we want to.
Wow.
I understand that. Based on what you said, can I say something,
Dean? I was making that up. I wasn't reading it. I was making it up. And the reason why is because I don't have the CCNRs in front of me. So I had to approximate what they are.
Thank you very much for the fake. I appreciate your fake.
In other words, you made that up.
I had to make it up because I don't.
You were just making that up on the. Unbelievable.
Thank you very much for your time. I don't wish.
What do you people want?
More time with somebody that really won't talk to me straight. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm talking to you straight, sir, but I think you're gay.
That's funny, honey.
Thank you. Did you get it, Phil? Phil? I said, I'm talking to you straight, but I think you're gay. Did you, Phil?
I thought it was pretty good you made that up.
Well, I did, because I had to make
Phil.
Hello?
Henry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Henry.
And a good evening to you. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show live here from the El Pacifico every night. The roiling surf behind us. Every night we're here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch.
Yeah!
And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We welcome you to our program. We are in the midst a little bit here of a healthcare debate. I'm going to bring one of our listeners on from New England, from Massachusetts, Dennis, here in a minute. R.C. Collins is going to join us from Bradley Military Academy later on in the program to talk death penalty. What has that got to do with the military? Well, we'll find out. And we've got other news to cover tonight. We also want to mention to you that tomorrow it is episode 12 of the Free Phil Henry podcast, and we've got another record breaker, man. Tomorrow, we've got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on our Free Phil Henry podcast talking about belt sanding cars during the D.C. sniper scare. And wait till you hear the grief that he takes from a couple of veterans. That's just part of it. And then we've got a double shot of Ted Bell. Now, next week, we are going to roll out our first ever best of one individual character on the show, the best of Ted Bell. It'll be available for download on our website, philhenryshow.com. It'll be available for download, the individual tracks or the entire selection, collection, The Best of Ted Bill.
What you said Ted Bill.
It's Ted Bell.
Well, his name is Ted Bell, though, right?
His name's Ted Bell, yeah.
Why do you spell it?
B-E-L-L.
But instead of just spell B-I-L-L.
No, it ain't Ted Bill, Ted Bell. Okay?
See, that was a Tony Bill who was a producer.
That's fine, there was a Tony Bill that was a producer. I'm talking about the Ted Bell who's a steakhouse guy. Excuse me, if you don't mind, let me continue.
Sorry.
Ted Bell will be rolling out, baby, The Best of Ted Bell next week on our website, philhenryshow.com. Look for it. Available in our shop, all the downloads, or individually or together. Okay, 877-876-7445 is our number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And as I mentioned to you, we've got Dennis on the line. Dennis is a listener. And where are you listening to us, Dennis?
Well, right now I'm in Brantford, Massachusetts, Phil, but I live in the Boston area, and I wanted to, talk about the Obama health care.
I understand that.
And that the Supreme Court tomorrow is going to be ruling on this, and I think it's very important.
It very much is important, sir, yes.
And I think that the American people are going to be looking very carefully at what the Supreme Court does. And
are you in favor or opposed?
I'm in favor of it, and I'll tell you why. I know it's very controversial, but we've got to do something in this country. We've got to figure it out, because right now the money that we're spending on health care is astronomical, and I'm not an eloquent man. I don't do what you do, for instance, Mr. Henry, for a living. My line of work is a construction business, and that's what I've known, and I've been doing it for 35 years. But I can tell you, being involved in that line of work, the health care bill is very important.
All right. Tell me, you are in favor, and I think traditionally, and especially talk radio, seems to be a traditionally conservative, I shouldn't say conservative medium, but, I aesthetically it's conservative, but I'm saying politically we seem to hear a lot from conservatives. Would you consider yourself a liberal?
No, I wouldn't. And I don't necessarily believe that to be a conservative, you've got to be opposed to the health care. I'm a conservative, and I am not opposed to health care. I'm in favor of health care.
As a conservative, did you vote for Obama or did you vote for McCain?
I voted for Obama.
Now, that's unusual, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how other people voted. I'm just telling you how I voted, and I'm telling you that I voted for Obama. But I am politically, I'm very conservative. Economically, I'm very conservative.
What do you think is what has changed? Because do you think that a health care bill is, health care legislation is consistent with you being a conservative?
Yes, sir, I do, because I think the cost of health care is so out of control that all of the working people of this country are affected, and the business people of the country are affected, and it causes economic disadvantage for a lot of them, and it causes economic hardship for a lot of them. And so, from my way of thinking, I think that it is a good conservative point of view. I know there's a lot of conservatives that don't believe in health care, but it's costing my family more money than we have. We can't continue to pay these monthly insurance bills of $700, $800, $900, $1,000, $1,200 to insure my family. And my wife is looking at a surgical procedure right now that is going to cost quite a bit of money. And we don't have it.
What? I'm sorry. Your wife is now looking at surgery. Is this a life-threatening condition?
It is a cosmetic condition that is something that she's had to deal with since she was a teenage girl, that has caused her a great deal of psychological pain, as well as the physical limitations.
What is she's going in for surgery?
Yes, sir. She's going in for a cosmetic procedure called a gluteal implant, or implant in the buttocks because she has been since she was pubescent, I guess, an adolescent girl. She has been very, very without any shape there. There's no shape and there's no tone, and she's had to deal with the inability, you know, to really be satisfied as a woman, you know, to look like a woman. She's had to deal with this. I know that there are people who go through a lot of things in life that they need a doctor, and they need to pay for it, and they can't afford it. So I know I'm not just speaking for my own family.
Your name is Dennis, right?
Right, Phil. It's Dennis Shaw, and I live in Boston. I'm in, Brantford, Massachusetts right now.
All right, I want to talk to you a little bit more about this. We'll open our phone lines up for after our break. The number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. But I want to ask you, do you think that a buttock implant or gluteal implants, as they're called, is a necessary surgery? Because cosmetic surgery, a lot of it is not covered by insurance.
I don't know if this is, well, I will tell you, yes, it is necessary, and it very much should be covered by insurance. And I will tell you that right now we don't have insurance to cover not only this, but we don't have insurance to cover a lot of necessary medical procedures that we need. Dental insurance, for instance, what my family doesn't have. We can't afford it. But for my wife to go in for this surgery, which is a surgery that is necessary, we won't be able to pay for it. She's going to go in and get this surgery done? No, because she has to have it done.
How are you going to have the surgery done if you can't pay for it?
Well, we're going to have the hospital bill us, and we will simply have to ignore the bills, you know. It's kind of the same process that people...
How do you ignore them? How do you ignore a doctor's bill?
Well, Mr. Henry, it's the same procedure used by people that have walked away from their mortgages, for instance, of their houses. They can't afford it, you know. So they won't pay for the mortgage, and but they're still living in the house until such time as there is some formal eviction. But what we're going to have to do, and I don't want to do it. I believe me when I tell you that it isn't anything that I look forward to doing. But we're going to have to have my wife go in for these implants, and then once we are billed by the hospital, we will not pay for it. And
so you're going to go in under false pretenses, sir, you know.
I understand that, but you need to understand, Mr. Henry, and I know there's a lot of people.
No, I know that you are without funds. I understand that.
But what you don't understand is we've got to have this done. My wife goes through year after year after year of this kind of torment.
But we're talking about a cosmetic procedure, too.
No, sir, this is not breast implants, sir. This is a gluteal implant so that she has a shape to her hips. Right now, she's got a very flat rear end, and it is ugly to me and to a lot of the men that I talk to. And I love my wife, and I want to be proud of her, and I don't want her to suffer.
All right, well, there's all kinds of suffering when it comes to medical procedure and the lack of medical procedure. I don't know where yours falls.
But you see, this isn't anything that you decide. This is something that we need this, and we need the insurance, and we don't have it. We can't afford it.
But that's the other thing. You're going to go to a hospital, and you're going to have this done, and you're not going to pay for it.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to go under the pretense that you can, though.
Yes, sir. That's what we've been forced into, yeah.
All right. Hang on, Dennis, okay? We'll talk some more about this.
All right, and I appreciate very much you having me on, Phil.
Okay, that's good, sir. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. So his wife's going in for gluteal implants, which is basically a buttock implant. They can't afford it, but he's going in. They're going in anyway. They're going to have the surgery done, and then they'll just say, well, we can't pay the bill. So the Supreme Court is scheduled tomorrow. The Supreme Court is scheduled tomorrow, I believe, to take up and to decide on this matter of Obamacare, national health care, if I have that right, bud.
Double check.
All right, 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll be right back.
Truth
is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We are going to be rolling out our Best of Ted Bell in a week. We would certainly like you to join us for that on our website, philhendryshow.com. Don't forget the free Phil Hendry podcast, episode 12, tomorrow, and you can access it there at philhendryshow.com. On the line with me is Dennis. He lives in Massachusetts. His wife is scheduled for cosmetic surgery. These are called gluteal implants. Some people call them butt implants or buttock implants. Dennis, and you say that these are necessary. It isn't some vanity thing.
No, sir. No, sir. Because it's a vanity thing for maybe if they were breasts or something like that. I can see that because there are a lot of women who go in for very unnecessary surgery on their breasts because that's what, you know.
I understand.
But this is to make my wife, you know, more appealing for something that's important to me, and that is that she has this implant. It's not about me wanting her to have bigger breasts.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to some phone calls, and then we'll continue talking to Dennis. We got Mike here. Hi, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dennis. Go ahead.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, sir.
I'm calling from Fort Knox, Kentucky, and
yes, sir.
You know, my wife just had plastic surgery not too long ago. She had what's called a belt lumpectomy, where it's like a tummy tuck, but it goes all the way around. It lifts the buttocks. It, you know, drops the belly and stuff like that. Years ago, you know, she was 285 pounds, and she had a gastric bypass. Well, then she had the loose skin. So, you know, for her birthday present and everything, you know, we drained the savings and everything to get the surgery done.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it put me in debt, you know, because the total surgery was well over, you know,
$27,000.
Wow.
Wow.
And we put it on a credit card and stuff like that. But yeah, before they would even cut her, you know, before she could even be taken back, I had to pay $5,700 up front out of the savings, which, you know, we expected it because we talked to the doctor prior to. He explained.
And would they take the $5,700? Would they put the $5,700 on the credit card, or you had to actually pay them cash, or how did that work?
I had to pay them cash.
I want to, Phil, could I say something to this man? Sir, first of all, I think your indication was clear. You said you had to drain your savings. That was the word, yes, you used, drain your savings. That's why we need Obamacare, you know, because you had to drain out everything that you have worked your life for, and a lot of Americans are doing that, and I don't think it's right.
All right. And, sir, I understand what you're saying, you know,
right.
But, you know, one thing I don't agree with is you saying that you're not going to pay the bill. Because to me, that's called integrity. That's what makes a man. And if you create a bill, that is your job as a man to pay it. You know,
yes,
and I'm not speaking just as a physical man. I'm speaking as a human being.
Yeah,
you know, that's what makes us a society.
Well, I think that you and Mr. Henry might be old-fashioned guys. Because you know, like me.
What's old-fashioned about that?
Well, because you can't nowadays. It used to be you could do that, but nowadays if your wife is walking down the street like my wife is, sir, and I don't know, you say your wife is overweight. My wife walks down the street and she has no, it's flat. She has no rear end, and it's difficult to look at. And so,
but would you call that a necessary surgery?
Yes, well, I would very much.
It is kind of necessary. You know, like my wife, it's something that she's been wanting for a long time. It builds,
sure,
her self-esteem, her self-confidence.
There you go.
You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
So,
I
do understand that aspect.
But
me loving my wife, we've only been married for 2 years.
And already she got, and she had a weight problem from what, having children or something like that?
No, she's been big her whole life.
And you still married her. See, that...
Well, she had,
well,
she
see,
had gastric bypass.
That's tough for... Right, but see, if you already knew that she was a large woman, maybe it's necessary. But my wife used to... My wife never had... she never had a good rear end.
She had the gastric bypass before we ever met.
Who, my wife?
And
my wife never had that surgery.
No, his wife.
No, my wife.
Oh, all right. What?
My wife had the gastric bypass before we ever met.
Right.
And, you know, she has the loose skin from losing so much weight. You know, now
she's
132 pounds.
But what I'm trying to say is this is very necessary surgery. So you said I'm going to tell them that I can pay for it, but I'm not going to pay. And why? That's what Americans are being forced into, Phil. They're being forced into this. And
nobody's forcing you into not paying a bill.
When you have medical needs. I've been having this argument for a lot of months, Mr. Henry, so I know what I'm talking about.
What did you want to say, Mike?
Okay. Once again, I would like to hit that is called integrity. Okay, and
the
reason why we have to have Obamacare and all these other, you know, substandard or Section 8 housing and pay more in taxes is because of people like yourself who are racking up bills and not paying them.
But what do you do when you have a medical emergency?
And that's just not a medical emergency.
It's not a medical emergency.
You are wrong. I got to tell you, ask any woman in America if walking down the street and her pants are saggy like she's a man.
Okay.
If that's not something that is a psychological, very hard.
Okay.
All right. I got to take a break here. Mike, I appreciate your call, though, man. I got to get to some other calls here. I don't know how much time we have. Let's go over to Lauren. Lauren, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Yeah, I was just calling about this guy that's getting his wife some implants for her buttocks. And I was
gluteal implants, yes, ma'am.
Gluteal implants, yeah. Does he think that Obamacare is going to cover that? Like, would you rather have the government regulate everything? Or would you rather, you know, take out a loan like Mike did and pay for it like a man? Make payments on it like a person, like an American, you know, pay your bills. Or would you rather have the government tell you that you can, and who knows what's even in that bill, that maybe you can only get one implant, and you're walking around with half an ass? I mean,
it's either that, or nothing gets paid for. You see what I'm saying? Because if we don't have Obamacare, then let's say your son or your daughter loses an arm in an accident, and somebody says to you, hey, why don't you pay the bill like a woman and not complain about it, you know?
We're not talking about losing an arm here, though, sir. We're talking about cosmetic surgery. Lauren, hold on. Lauren, I want you to hold the line, and we'll be right back, okay? 877-876-PHIL.
I'm not going to pay for it if I can't.
Hold on. We're taking a break here. With more of your calls on Obamacare, the Supreme Court will be making a profoundly important decision. They'll be deciding on the life or the death of Obamacare either tomorrow or sometime this week. It's world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
For my wife to have gluteal implants, so her ass is shapely and...
Hold on.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with caller Dennis from Massachusetts. And Dennis, I thought one of the interesting things you said early on is that you're conservative, politically conservative, correct?
I would say very much so, yes, sir.
But you are a big fan of Obamacare. And the reason why I say but you're a big fan of Obamacare is because, you know, conservatives are not known to be fans of Obamacare.
Well, I think that if you are talking to conservatives that are, you know, are using their brains, I think you would find that there'd be a lot more conservatives that are in favor of it. But I find that there's a lot of conservatives that are not. They're sort of knee-jerk conservatives. They opposed Obama just because he was a Democrat and he was black, you know, and you find a lot of that.
Well, I mean, you're saying conservatives automatically are opposed to black skin?
No, but I know a lot sort of vote like that. But I think in my case, we believe in more of a libertarian kind of view where if it's necessary, you have to, you know, whatever's necessary, right? And my wife...
See, the question here is your wife's surgery a necessary medical emergency? Not an emergency, but is it really a necessary medical... Is she going to die if she doesn't get implants, gluteal implants?
Is she going to die? Well, you're not going to die. You're not going to die if you don't get reconstructive surgery for if you had a mastectomy and they had to make two new breasts for you. You're not going to die if they don't make two new breasts for you. But I don't know if there's not any national health care plan would very much they get you front of the line to have the breasts made. And
But you understand what I'm saying? You're saying your wife is unshapely.
I'm not just saying she's unshapely. I'm saying that when my wife puts on a pair of pants, it looks like an old man is wearing them. It looks like an old man. If you've ever seen the way an old man looks in a pair of pants, and I don't want it to make it sound like I'm looking at old men wearing pants or anything like that.
No, I know what you're saying. Elderly men who lose a lot of weight, you know, don't have the weight, they don't have the muscle tone they used to have. So what, the pants are baggy?
It's more than baggy. There's a complete lack of this. There is a complete lack of shape there. There's nothing there. Just the pant hangs. And this is psychologically damaging to her. It's also psychologically damaging to me because I'm walking down the street with her. And so I know there's people looking at her and they're wondering about me. And
what are they wondering about you? What are you worried about? Your first concern is your wife.
Yes, my first concern is my wife. But then my second concern is going to be, how does this reflect on me walking down the street with a woman who has this kind of a body?
That's we talked about integrity. We're also we've got a decided lack, I think, here of depth in terms of your feelings for your wife. Here is Lauren. Go ahead, Lauren. I'm sorry we had to put you on hold there during the break.
Hi, that's okay. I understand where he's coming from with, you know, as a woman, I understand body issues and things like that. However,
right.
I'm very embarrassed for your wife, Dennis, that you're on here talking about her like that. And
I have to say something because I don't think we're addressing the problem as a country. My wife, I don't want to embarrass
my wife. No, I totally understand where you're coming from. And, yeah, it would be nice if insurance companies covered elective surgeries like that. But the fact is that they don't. And it's not that shoving this enormous piece of legislation down our throats and in our pocketbooks is not going to make your wife have implants paid for by the government. I don't want to pay for them. You're obviously not going to pay for them.
I think that I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Well, I think that Obamacare, we don't know. You say
exactly.
Elective surgery. That was the first thing that I picked up on there was you said elective surgery. This is not elective surgery.
It is elective surgery.
No, ma'am. She must have this surgery. And
She doesn't have to have it.
She
has cancer and she's having a mastectomy or something like that. She's getting a butt implant, which is the same reason why women get breast implants. And I understand that.
No,
I understand.
I can tell you that our marriage isn't going to last if she doesn't
have
this.
Okay, so why should we pay for that?
Because you just said you won't pay for elective surgery. It's not elective. It's an emergency. And
what makes it an emergency?
Your wife's ass implants are not an emergency. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, you can laugh. Well, let me ask. Can I be allowed to say it?
Yeah, go ahead. But everybody's trying to be heard here, Dennis. So
I apologize, but this lady laughs. Maybe she was born with a nice looking, if I can use the word, ass, you know. But my wife has got an ass like a 95-year-old man.
Okay, well, right? I'm sorry that she has that. We all have bumps and bruises and freckles and big butts, big boobs, small boobs. And you do
I
that kind of
anything.
Thing so that you feel better about yourself, not because
right.
it's an emergency. It's not an emergency. Your insurance
Why is it an emergency?
Cover something like that.
What, yeah.
It would be
Why
nice,
do you call it an emergency?
Going to. And Obamacare
because
is not
I'm
going to
leave
either.
Her. I will leave her if she doesn't get an ass.
And why is that our problem? Why is that our problem? You're not going to pay your bill. You're going to get your wife's butt implants and not pay the bill. That's
well,
going to go on somebody.
Okay. Why is anybody's medical problem our problem? Why, you know?
Well, that's the question. That's the question.
Socialized medicine. Are you serious?
Exactly. That's what a lot of people are asking, Dennis. I don't necessarily disagree with you on Obamacare, but it is the question that everybody's asking. Why is this our cost?
Because, Mr. Henry, as I said to you at the very outset,
because he wants his wife to have a bigger butt.
No, ma'am, because I can't afford it.
I'm embarrassed that you call yourself
conservative. I can't afford it. I cannot afford it. I've been a conservative my whole life. I voted.
Then don't get it.
Are you kidding?
I don't go out and buy a car. Hey, you know what? I don't go out and get liposuction because I want to feel better about myself. I don't get it. You work out at the gym. You do things. There's other things. She could buy like a Sphinx with a butt lift in them. There's other things that you can do other than getting surgery.
Ma'am, with all due respect, she can buy those Spanx, like you call it. At the minute she drops her pants at night, guess what? I get to see.
Okay, let's, you know, the lady said have a little respect for your wife. I think we're talking about her now like she's
Seriously.
An object.
I'm sorry, but are you kidding? At the minute she takes the Spanx off, she's got the same flabby ass. And
you know what? The lady here is making the point of other things. You can get a Stairmaster. You can do curls using, weights
you
on the legs.
Not, you could have not married her.
Are you serious?
You could have not married her. I'm sure she hasn't had a butt her entire life.
Why did you marry her if
you weren't attracted to her?
Because there was a business opportunity that I owed it to my family.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me?
No,
Let's
Mr. Henry, I love my wife.
Sir. Are you kidding me?
No,
I feel sorry for
I
your
love
wife.
My wife very.
Your business opportunity didn't work out too good.
No, excuse me. Allow me to say something here.
No, your business opportunity didn't work out very good, man, if you can't afford surgery now. So what business opportunity?
Mr. Henry, at the time, it was a very good opportunity with a father.
How embarrassing.
Oh, brother.
How embarrassing for your wife, sir. Oh, my gosh. If my husband was talking about me the way you're talking about your wife, I would be devastated.
Yes.
Devastated.
Well, no. Well, you may have a very sensitive nature. I don't know what your problem is.
No, no. The lady's
talking. Your whole argument is ridiculous.
No, ma'am. Not when you consider the fact that people have elective surgery.
Yes, sir.
That
it speaks volumes to your character and your integrity, sir.
What about bald treatments? That's insurance. I know that's covered by insurance.
Certain treatments for baldness are. Others are not. Certain treatments like topical medicines, but I don't think the surgery. You're not going to get a insurance to pay for that.
I beg to differ. If you've seen the commercials, they say, and we do pay for your bald head, or whatever, however they say that. Now, this lady doesn't like what I'm saying.
All right, listen, I'm going to let this lady go. Lauren, thank you very much. Good points that you made. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to move on to Elisa here. Finish your point there, Dennis.
My point was simply this, that my wife, I love her very much. I married her because her father was in the grain business, and there was an opportunity. But I do love her.
Okay, Elisa, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air with... Dennis and me, Phil Henry.
Okay, Mr. Henry. Okay,
yeah.
First I'd like to say I love listening to your show. I listen every chance I get.
Thank you.
That's how I caught this beauty of a story. For one thing, I'd like to say I'm an African-American woman, and I don't want to say how old I am, but when I was a
your
young
husband,
girl,
I bet your husband has no complaints at all.
Hold on. Let the lady talk. Hold on.
Now, when I was a young girl, I, unfortunately, was blessed by the Lord with this gluteus maximus that all these women seem to want to have now. I see actress after actress, person after person, going to go get their butts cut open to get some fat
put in their behind. Now, that doesn't make any sense. A booty implant is just like a breast implant or a facelift. It's something that a woman is getting to beautify herself. And I have to say, in defense of your wife, if I was your wife and you was on the radio talking about my behind, like you talking about hers, we'd be getting a divorce. And I'd be looking into that business deal you made to marry me in the first place.
Well, wait
because
a minute.
That's not nothing that you want to say on radio about the woman you keep claiming to love. But that kind of love, I would hate for you to hate that woman. Because
no,
you don't want to pay the bill. That's like a deadbeat dad.
I can't,
I'm not
ma'am.
Gonna
pay
the bill. I'm a taxpayer. If you don't pay that bill,
yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna end up paying that bill. And for one, I ain't gonna see the booty. I'm not going to.
But if we have Obamacare, if we have Obamacare, that pays for it. Obamacare will pay for it. That's why I'm in favor
Now, about Obamacare.
That I'm saying about
that? And again, I'm an African-American.
Can I just say one thing?
And ain't no love
I would give anything to be married to a woman like you. Oh, God, would I love it.
Can you say martial law? Obamacare is one step to
martial
law. That's what I have.
Martial law is who?
People say when they talk about this stuff. If you let this man force you to get medical care, what's going to stop him from forcing you to be in your house by 8 o'clock? If you don't
All he's
get
trying to
medical,
do is to help me, help me pay for my family.
For
I'm trying
medical.
To pay for, I'm trying that's to pay
for my
family.
That's not the American way. I don't
and
know
Obama
what Mr.
Cares
Obama's
enough.
Thinking, but that's not
See,
what
ma'am,
our forefathers,
you,
that's not their vision.
You can say
America,
that.
That
they
you, weren't going to force us to do what they wanted
yes,
to do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead. Final point here, Dennis. Then we got to take a break.
I just wanted to say to the lady, first of all, I think it's easy for her to say because, as she said, the Lord blessed her with a butt that, you know, and I'll say this with the greatest of respect. You know, I wish I was, you know, I love my wife, but I wish I was married to her. I mean,
Your wife could be listening to this.
No, I'm just saying, if the butt, you know, I don't know anything about Elisa, but.
Yeah, you just want a woman with a nice size ass.
I didn't say ass. You're using the word ass. I'm talking about gluteal enhancements, you know? And Obama's going to give me an opportunity to wake up next to a woman that's got it's got an ass.
No, he's not.
What are you getting emotional?
I'm getting emotional because there's so many people don't understand. This lady is her husband's happier than a pig in slop because he wakes up next to her every morning. And I got a.
And you got this wife that's listening to the show tonight.
Okay, she's
and
listening.
She's
honey,
fine.
You know, if my wife's listening, I love you, baby, but your ass ain't making it.
What a thing to say.
She should divorce
All right.
you.
Elisa, thank you. I've got to take a break. I appreciate your phone call. 877-876-PHIL. I love you, baby, but your ass ain't making it. Well, I'm sure it's been said many times in the history of our country, from the revolutionary period forward, but it has never, ever, in my opinion, been wrapped around a discussion on national health care. 877-876-7445. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com every night with our live video cast of the show. So if you want to watch us on our video cast, you can certainly watch the show as well as listen to it. It's our radio show, it so happens, is the one radio show that's worth watching because most of them are a little dull. 877-876-7445. Dennis on the line with us here from a listener of ours from Boston. And talking about Obamacare, tomorrow at some point, the Supreme Court takes up the issue of Obamacare. Will this become the law of the land? Is it constitutional? That is always the big question. And before we get back to some calls here, Dennis, have you had any thoughts on that?
Mr. Henry, yes, I have had thoughts on it. And I don't have any doubt in my mind that it is constitutional. I think that President Obama is trying to address a very desperate need that the American people have to have these medical procedures taken care of. A lot of these are out of pocket.
insurance companies are not going to deal with the breast or butt or gluteal implant. And I want to say also, people may say to me that the gluteal implant is not necessary or emergency. However, if I was talking about my wife having breast implants, now maybe people can relate. And
I still don't think anybody would say it's a necessary procedure.
I think you're wrong. I think the obsession that we have in this country, I think is childish. The obsession we have with the size of breasts in this country is ridiculous and childish. And yet, I don't think there's anyone that would argue that the insurance company shouldn't pay for it.
I think I disagree.
Well, I disagree with you. You know.
Okay, that's fine. 877-876-7445. I'll go over here to Kathy. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kathy, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just have a comment for Dennis, the remarks that he's making and all about
yes,
that he feels that it's something that needs to be done. I've gone breast cancer about 6 years ago as a single mom. I had no help, no support, you know, going through it. I did not elect all this stuff that he's talking about, that when you go through breast cancer, you can have reconstructive surgery and it's paid for. It's not. You still have to pay to have it done if you choose to.
I met in Canada. They do it. I met national health care. It would be paid for with national health care.
I had insurance. I paid to have insurance and all, but it does not cover everything that you go through. The surgery I had to pay a percent on it. I busted my butt and I did it. I did not get it for free, what I had to go through.
But I mean, if we had Obamacare, they'd give you two, you get two new ones. I shouldn't say new ones, but I mean.
No, Obamacare is not going to take everything. You saying you can't afford to pay for the surgery?
No, ma'am, I can't. Yeah, I can't.
You can't afford to have it done, and you're not going to pay the bills. Who do you think is going to pay that?
Well, the American people, but the American people will pay for it anyway if we have Obamacare. And this is necessary surgery.
You keep calling it necessary. This lady went through breast cancer. Your wife just doesn't have a shapely ass. Excuse my language.
No, it's not just not shapely. When I talked to the lady before, that lady Elisa, who said she had a really big behind or however, I got emotional. I started to cry. And the reason I started to cry was because I imagine having a wife that had a butt like that, I guess if you want to call it that, and that I would never have that.
Well, then
you
should have chose that. You should have chose somebody that had that instead of going after what you did. You're selfish. You don't consider your wife, and you say you love your wife, but if you did, you wouldn't be online on the phone trying to do this. A man married me knowing I have no breath, and he doesn't look at it that I look like a man. There are other options that you can take.
I wouldn't mind that. I don't care. I wouldn't mind if you did not have any breasts, because I like a nice sized butt. That's all I want. I don't care. So I'd be like your man,
I'm just saying, if he chose like you when I'm out of my clothes, and I don't have breasts to look at, then he's not a man. And I'm sorry, I don't consider you a man because you want a big butt wife that you're putting your wife down like you are.
I'm saying that I love her and I want her to have.
No, you don't love her.
I want her to have what I want her to have, but.
Do you want her to have what she wants to have? Do you want her to have what she wants to have?
She wants to have. Well, she wants breast implants, and I told her that is vain and unnecessary. And what is necessary is a big butt. And I know that that's... I'm sorry if you laugh, ma'am. How can you laugh at me when you don't have breasts?
What is that supposed to mean?
That is right. I don't, because of medical issues and all, and I choose not to. I chose another direction to go.
I don't mean to be offensive, but everybody's yelling at me.
What are you crying about, man? Because your wife doesn't have a big butt?
Yes.
You know, you are very selfish, sir.
All
I ask for is to get up in the morning next to a woman that doesn't have the ass of Walter Brennan.